The Victor Talking Machine Company's first recordings of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in 1917 were a landmark. It was the first time a full 100-piece ensemble had ever been recorded. They've just been issued on the BSO's own label, some of them for the very first time. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review and a disturbing story.
That lively, charming music is the overture to Wolf Ferrari's opera, The Secret of Susanna. It might not be what you'd expect to hear from the first recording session of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, especially under the super-serious German conductor and Wagnerian specialist, Dr. Karl Muck. He cut 10 sides at that first session with the Boston Symphony in 1917, including works by Tchaikovsky, Berlioz, and Beethoven, as well as Wolf Ferrari and Wagner. And they prove his astounding versatility. For all their sonic limitations, we can hear a rhythmic drive and technical polish that any of today's digital conductors should envy. Muck first conducted the BSO between 1906 and 1908. He returned from Germany to conduct in Boston again from 1912 to 1918. The horror story of what happened to him, however, is one of the most frightening examples of American intolerance and how badly the government of this country treats artists. During World War I, anti-German feeling ran very high in the United States. Muck was under heavy suspicion, although he was actually a Swiss citizen. In 1917, several groups in Providence, Rhode Island, had requested that the Boston Symphony play the Star-Spangled Banner at a concert there. This message was not passed on to Muck, so the orchestra didn't play it. A national uproar ensued. Muck was exonerated by the founder of the BSO, Civil War Major Henry Lee Higginson, and Muck went on to conduct the national anthem to great cheers at all his remaining concerts. Nevertheless, on trumped-up charges, he was eventually arrested as an enemy alien and sentenced to internment in the federal prison at Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia, till the end of the war. Victor released only 4 of the 10 sides he recorded, and his name was removed from the label. Now, thanks to Brian Bell of Boston's WGBH Radio, all of Karl Muck's surviving Boston Symphony records have been gathered on this new CD, including a rejected first half of the last movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, his only Beethoven recording. The rest of the disc is taken up with the first Boston Symphony electrical recordings, made at Symphony Hall in 1928 under Serge Koussevitzky, the great Russian conductor who, among other things, started Tanglewood. These include a sensual, exuberant performance of the suite from Stravinsky's ballet Petrushka, the melting pas de deux from Stravinsky's Apollo, and Ravel's passionate Daphnis and Chloe Suite No. 2, all works by living composers at that time. Here's an exciting passage from the last tableau of Petrushka. This disc also includes 2 alternative takes that are quite different from Koussevitzky's official versions. Some of Koussevitzky's greatest performances have also been turning up on other labels. RCA Victor has just released a spectacular CD of Koussevitzky conducting Prokofiev. And there's more Prokofiev and a wonderful Sibelius disc on Pearl. But Koussevitzky's very first recordings, an amazingly vibrant sound, beautifully transferred by Ward Marston, capture a special moment in the legacy of what used to be called the aristocrat of orchestras.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the first recordings of the Boston Symphony Orchestra on the BSO Classics label.